And joining us from the 12th Legislative District, Senator Keith Gaynor. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Terrific to have you. I think a congratulations is in order. You were recently, it looks like since we last spoke, appointed to a committee on economic development and international relations. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's a committee that I have been on in the House, and so I was willing to continue on that. And it is, Lieutenant Governor Denny Heck has done a great job of, you know, coordinating with other governments. And primarily we've talked with British Columbia. I was able to take a trip to Korea to solidify some relationships there. And it's amazing how much the state of Washington interacts with other countries. I mean, between Boeing, and there's a lot of carbon fiber work that's going on, and then there's some agricultural things. It's a significant factor in the business relations here for the state. So it's been a good experience and a good opportunity to, you know, tout the virtues of Washington.
Tell us a little bit about this session now that we're, a couple weeks in. How are things feeling? Are you feeling progress?
Well, what we've done is had a lot of ideas surface, and there's a lot of legislation that's out there. Obviously, we'll have to sort through it all. We have some major things that we're talking about. When I say major, some fundamental changes in the way we do business. You know, we've talked a lot about the affordability in the state, and housing is one of those big issues that wherever you are, whether you're in Chelan or, you know, in Seattle or Vancouver or wherever, you know, people are finding it really difficult to find housing that they can afford. And I like to think that, you know, we didn't get here overnight, but, you know, we need to make some fundamental acknowledgments, I guess, of those factors that have driven up the cost of housing, because we do have land available. But when you talk to anyone who's in the building industry, it's, you know, not only is supply and materials, you know, gone up and more is harder to get. I mean, labor costs have gone up, and just the regulations that we've put in place have driven the cost higher. So when we talk about things like rent control, or artificial factors, you know, in that, we need to be really cognizant of, you know, what really is happening in kind of the global picture. So we got a lot of people coming, asking for, you know, they've got a lot of good projects. You know, Chelan has the water reservoir and the downtown development that they're hoping to get some funding from. And quite honestly, it's going to be really difficult to fund much given the state of the financial situation here and, you know, what we're dealing with and trying to put together a budget for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that budget, I think you mentioned before we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. What's being done about that?
Well, at this point, I'm sitting on the budget committee for transportation. We're going through, and as we're going through this budget line by line, and that's a pretty big budget to go through when you're talking about $15 billion, and that's, you know, kind of pales in comparison to the operating budget. We have to look at everything that we're doing. You know, what we've done through the years is made commitments to the public. You know, they have these expectations of services or revenue resources that just literally are not there because, you know, what I always found at the county level is that when we made commitments, we were very cognizant of the fact and we wanted to be sure that any commitment we make was sustainable. And what we're finding is the unsustainability is really kind of rearing its head right now, and we don't have the money to pay for the commitments that we've made. We certainly have plenty of revenue coming in. The taxes, you know, I don't believe that's, you know, like even John F. Kennedy said, you can't tax your way to prosperity. And unfortunately, I think that's probably what we're going to be looking at is additional revenue, and that's not something that I think is good for us as a society or, once again, the sustainability that we should be looking toward.
Oh, boy. I see that you're a primary sponsor on some 7 Senate bills. How are those progressing?
Well, one had a hearing. I've got a couple having a hearing this week. And most of those bills, I do have some that are directly related to the housing committee in trying to, you know, just create some opportunities for additional housing. And then there are some that I had one, it's just kind of an agency request. And so we're just trying to kind of clean up some of the things that, you know, people would like to see taken care of. And so there are those, but then we do have some that, as I said, are pretty, they've got pretty pointed direction as to why we're doing that. And really is trying to create more opportunities for people to be successful.
Mm-hmm. We are hearing about a bill that's in the House that would require gun owners to have liability insurance. Has that conversation started at all in the Senate?
I haven't heard that it has. Not being on those committees, you don't always, you know exactly what's happened, but I think that's one that would be a pretty high-profile bill, and we would have heard. So it probably will be coming through the Senate also. If not, it may just come over from the House, and we'll be dealing with that later on in the session if it should come.
Mm-hmm. Are there any things that are surprising you in this session at this point?
Well, I think one thing that is surprising is that when we look at, you know, where we are, and I've, you know, already talked about the financial situation and also the, you know, the expectations that we've committed for the public. You know, we've talked about this for years, and, you know, it's one thing to talk about it, and then it doesn't quite materialize, and so, well, we made it through this session, so we'll do it again. And you just keep, you know, piling things up, and then at some point, when you do have that implosion or things kind of are falling apart, and you just see, you know, certain services kind of fraying at the edges because they cannot afford to continue. I mean, that's what I think should be a wake-up call for the way that we're approaching, you know, this session. But unfortunately, it seems like we're not really stopping and taking a real, you know, good inventory of why we are where we are. And I was hopeful that, you know, given what we saw with the initiatives and granted the initiative didn't pass for whatever reason, but, I mean, there were plenty of people that were raising their concerns about the direction the state was going, but it doesn't appear that we're, you know, putting the brakes on much at all.
Wow. All right. Well, anything else we want to get out to the community this morning, Senator?
Well, as I've always said, I appreciate people staying engaged. It's really important that we, you know, are mindful of how things are being, you know, the decisions are being made here in Olympia. You know, we talk a lot in the interim with different people, and you know, I know that there are a lot of needs, and people, you know, are really struggling in a lot of areas, and yet we have a lot of success too. So I mean, I think that we need to listen to you know, people who have had successes, or if you're finding that you know, things, you can actually identify things that are making it more difficult for you and your family. You know, I really do welcome your input, because without those kinds of you know, stories and experiences, it's hard for us to, you know, to make a strong case other than what we believe is, you know, is what's right, and this is the way it ought to be. But when we have people that are real life stories of things that are happening, and you know, if there are ways that people have been successful, I mean, that's really important for us to know too, so that we can capitalize on that and create those opportunities for others. So once again, it's just important to stay engaged in the process.
Absolutely. More information, you keep your website, it appears, quite updated on the latest news.
I have a great PIO, the Public Information Officer. He's doing a great job for me, and I appreciate his efforts.
Very good. State Senator Keith Gaynor joining us for a Community Connection. Thank you so much, sir. We always appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right.